Week 3, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us adore the Lord, for it is he who made us. Bright as fire in darkness, sharper than a sword, lives throughout the ages God's eternal word. Father, Son, and Spirit, Trinity of might, compassed in your glory, give the world your light. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. Psalm 88. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. Through all the ages my mouth will proclaim your truth. Of this I am sure, that your love lasts forever, that your truth is firmly established as the heavens. With my chosen one I have made a covenant. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your dynasty forever, and set up your throne through all ages. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord. The assembly of your holy ones proclaims your truth. For who in the skies can compare with the Lord, or who is like the Lord among the sons of God? A God to be feared in the council of the holy ones, great and dreadful to all around him. O Lord of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and truth is your garment. It is you who rule the sea in its pride. It is you who still the surging of its waves. You crushed the monster Rahab and killed it, scattered your foes with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, the world is yours. It is you who founded the earth and all it holds. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shout with joy at your name. Yours is a mighty arm, O Lord. Your hand is strong, your right hand ready. Justice and right are the pillars of your throne. Love and truth walk in your presence. Happy the people who acclaim such a king, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who find their joy every day in your name, who make your justice the source of their bliss. For you, O Lord, are the glory of their strength. By your favour it is that our might is exalted. For our ruler is in the keeping of the Lord, our King in the keeping of the Holy One of Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Love and truth walk in your presence, Lord. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Psalm 88 continued. Of old you spoke in a vision. To your friends, the prophets, you said, I have set the crown on a warrior, I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant, and with my holy oil anointed him. My hand shall always be with him, and my arm shall make him strong. The enemy shall never outwit him, nor the evil man oppress him. I will beat down his foes before him, and smite those who hate him. My truth and my love shall be with him. By my name his might shall be exalted. I will stretch out his hand to the sea. and his right hand as far as the river. He will say to me, You are my Father, my God, the rock who saves me, and I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. I will keep my love for him always, with him my covenant shall last. I will establish his dynasty for ever, make his throne endure as the heavens. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Son of God was born of the house of David when he came into this world. Once for all, I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last for ever. Psalm 88 continued. If his sons forsake my law, and refuse to walk as I decree, and if ever they violate my statutes, refusing to keep my commands, then I will punish their offences with the rod, then I will scourge them on account of their guilt. But I will never take back my love, my truth will never fail. I will never violate my covenant, nor go back on the word I have spoken. Once for all I have sworn by my holiness, I will never lie to David. His dynasty shall last forever. In my sight his throne is like the sun. Like the moon I shall endure forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Once for all I have sworn to David my servant, his dynasty shall last forever. The unfolding of your word gives light. It teaches the simple. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29. Moses called the whole of Israel together and said to them, You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh, to his servants, to his whole land, the great ordeals your own eyes witnessed, the signs and those great wonders. But until today the Lord has given you no heart to understand, no eyes to see, no ears to hear. For 40 years I led you in the wilderness. The clothes on your back did not wear out, and your sandals did not wear off your feet. You had no bread to eat, you drank no wine, no strong drink, learning thus that I, the Lord, am your God. All of you stand here today in the presence of the Lord your God, your heads of tribes, your elders, your scribes, all the men of Israel, with your children and your wives, and the stranger too who is in your camp, whether he cuts wood or draws water for you. And you are about to enter into the covenant of the Lord your God, a covenant ratified with dire sanctions, which he has made with you today, and by which today he makes a nation of you, and he himself becomes a God to you, as he promised, and as he has sworn to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not with you alone do I make this covenant today and pronounce these sanctions, but with him also who is not here today, as well as with him who stands with us here in the presence of the Lord our God. Yes, you know those among whom we lived in Egypt, those through whose lands we journeyed, the nations through whom we have passed. You have seen their abominations and their idols, the wood, the stone, the silver, and the gold they have in their countries. Let there be no man or woman among you, no clan or tribe, whose heart turns away from the Lord your God today to go and serve the gods of these nations. Let there be no root among you, bearing fruit that is poisonous and bitter. If, after hearing these sanctions, such a man should bless himself in his heart and say, I must follow the dictates of my own heart, and still lack nothing. Much water drives away thirst. The Lord will not pardon him. The wrath and jealousy of the Lord will blaze against such a man. Every curse written in this book will fall on him, and the Lord will blot out his name from under heaven. The Lord will single him out from all the tribes of Israel to his destruction, in accordance with all the curses of the covenant written in the book of this law. The future generation, your children who are to come after you, as also the stranger from a distant country, will see the plagues of that land and the diseases the Lord will inflict on it, and will exclaim, "Sulphur, salt, scorched earth, the whole land through. No one will sow, nothing grow, no grass spring ever again." Like this, Sodom and Gomorrah were overthrown, Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and his wrath. And all the nations will exclaim, "Why has the Lord treated this land like this? Why this great blaze of anger?" And people will say, "Because they deserted the covenant of the Lord, the God of their fathers, the covenant he made with them when he brought them out of the land of Egypt, because they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods they had not known, gods that were not part of their heritage from him. For this, the anger of the Lord has blazed against the land, bringing on it all the curses written in this book. In anger, in fury, in fierce wrath, the Lord has torn them from their country and flung them into another land where they are today. Things hidden belong to the Lord our God, but things revealed are ours and our children's for all time, so that we may observe all the words of this law." A responsory from Galatians chapter 3. Christ was accursed for our sake, so that the blessing of Abraham might include the pagans, so that through faith we might receive the promised Spirit. God brought us out of the land of Egypt. He delivered us from the house of slavery, so that through faith we might receive the promised Spirit. A reading from the Sermons of St. Bernard on the Song of Songs. Where is a safe stronghold for the weak to find rest, if not in the wounds of the Saviour? There, safety is measured by his power to save. The world rages, the body weighs me down, the devil sets his snares, but I do not fall, for I am founded on the solid rock. I have sinned grievously, my conscience will be troubled, but not in despair, for I will recall the wounds of the Lord. For indeed, he was wounded for our transgressions. What sin so deadly that cannot be absolved by the death of Christ? If then I call to mind such a powerful and efficacious remedy, I can no longer be terrified by any disease, no matter how virulent. Hence, it is obvious that he who said, "My sin is too great to be forgiven," was in error. Except that he did not belong to the members of Christ and had no share in the merits of Christ, so that he might lay title to and claim as his own what belonged to another, like a member laying down claim to what belongs to the head. For my part, what I lack of myself, I confidently take to myself from the compassionate heart of the Lord, which flows with mercy, and is provided with outlets through which mercy flows. They pierced his hands and feet and opened his side with a lance, and through these clefts I may suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock, which is to taste and see that the Lord is good. His thoughts were thoughts of peace, and I knew it not. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counsellor? But the nail that pierced became for me the key that opened the door, so that I might see the will of the Lord. How should I not see through that opening? The nail cries out, the wound opens its mouth to cry that truly God is in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. The iron passed through his soul and drew near to his heart, that he might know how to feel for my weakness. The secret of that heart is laid bare through the openings of the body. That great mystery of love lies open. Revealed is the tender mercy of our God, which has dawned on us from on high. Is it surprising that the heart should be laid bare through the wounds? Where, more clearly than in your wounds, does it shine out that you, Lord, are meek and humble and abounding in mercy? Greater pity no man has than to lay down his life for those bound over to death and under condemnation. The mercy of the Lord is, then, my merit. I am never bereft of merit as long as he is not bereft of mercy. For if the mercies of the Lord are many, then many are my merits. But what if I am aware of my many sins? Then, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. And if the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, then I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord for ever. And what of my own righteousness? Lord, I shall be mindful only of your righteousness. For your righteousness is also mine, since you have been made my righteousness by God. A responsory from Isaiah 53. He was pierced through for our faults, crushed for our sins. On him lies a punishment that brings us peace. Through his wounds we are healed. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Through his wounds we are healed. Let us pray. All-powerful, ever-living God, direct our steps in the way of your love, so that our whole life may be fragrant with all we do, in the name of Jesus, your beloved Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.